Please join me in welcoming Rachel Gold.
Okay, so I know that you all just ate lunch and you might be a little sleepy, so I have an interactive series of questions to help us all wake up together. And it's based in the title of this session, Content Schlock, comes from the idea content shock, which is that everyone is being overwhelmed by so much content that it's beginning to change the behavior of your clients and prospects, and you have to adjust accordingly. So I wanted us to get a real feel for content shock. So if you're in a firm that sends out any kind of newsletter, email, physical, whatever, put your right hand up. Just hold it up. Keep it up. Okay, now if you send out other emails in addition to the newsletter, like about events or something, other hand, okay. Now, how many of you are on some kind of social networking? Put your right elbow up. Okay, right, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Now, do you send any print, like holiday cards, print mail, other left elbow, left elbow. Now, see, now look around. See how many hands and elbows we've got? Okay, you can put them down. Now, theoretically, a prospect, if they were a prospect for all of you, could be getting that much content at a single time. And that is an awful lot of content. And to bring this home for each of us, I want to ask you in the, I think we've been in this room together for what, 3 minutes maybe, two, 3 minutes? How many of you think you've gotten an email since we've been in the room, right? Hand up, right? Okay, now, emails, texts, social notifications, how many of us have gotten more than 5 in the last 3 minutes? And then just keep your hand up if you think you've probably got more than 10. Okay, all right, so that is the content shock. So that gives you the lay of the land for what we're experiencing, what your clients and prospects are experiencing. And in this session, I want to talk to you about how to cut through that. And I was trying to think of, like, what is the perfect iconic image about cutting through the content shock / content schlock? And then, like, a vision. I was sitting there in the airplane coming in yesterday, and I look up and I see this vision. Some of you may have seen this very same vision. Have you seen this vision?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This is actually the Delta Airline in-flight safety video featuring the cat in a shark suit on a Roomba. And this video, I'm going to actually play you about 15 seconds of this video. So this is the newest. It just came out in May. It is the newest in-flight safety video from Delta. So remember in the old days when we used to sit in airplanes, and somebody like this guy here would come out and talk to us like we'd never fastened a seatbelt before in our lives, right? So this is now how this has been upgraded, and I'm just going to give you a little taste of it if you didn't fly Delta.
Regulations require all passengers to comply with the posted placards and lighted information signs located throughout the cabin, in addition to any crew member instructions. Smoking, including the use of e-cigarettes, is not allowed on any Delta flight. And federal law prohibits tampering with, disabling, or destroying a restroom smoke detector. There are 10 exits on this plane.
So the video is actually 6 minutes long, and it goes through all the in-flight safety instructions, but you actually want to watch it, don't you? Like, if you want, later I'll tweet the link to the video so you can see all 6 minutes of it. The minute I looked up and saw the cat in a shark suit on a Roomba, they had me. They cut through all my content shock, and I'm pretty cranky about content. And I was like, oh, what? Like, I love that meme. And this is a collection of internet memes, so you won't be familiar with all of them. But a lot of these pieces you'll have seen somewhere. And I got to say, the goat screaming like a human being is my favorite internet meme, so that's why you got that one. So that's what we're going to talk about today in this presentation. We're going to talk about how to get through, in your own way, in your firms, how do you get through your jaded clients and prospects? And you're probably not going to do it with a cat in a shark suit on a Roomba, but I would like to be surprised. I'm open to that. So before I talk about that, I must briefly tell you about Ingenuity Marketing Group so you have a context for me. Ingenuity Marketing Group, we're one of the premier marketing firms in the United States working with professional services, primarily accountants and engineers. Basically, we help accounting firms grow. We help you demonstrate why you're different and better from your competition and stand out and cut through all the chaos out there. And we do it in a way that delivers results for you. So that's us. And then you need to know a little bit more about me. That was a great introduction. So you have the basics. I've been a journalist. I've been in PR. I love content. I'm super passionate about it. I actually have a couple of published novels. That is how much I like content. But the real reason that I'm an expert in this topic is that that is the state of my attention. And in that photo, I am not the blonde woman, I'm the squirrel. Yeah, I'm like, ooh, shiny, and nuts, and the winter, and oh my goodness. I'm one of those people where I can be sitting at my desk and think I'm getting up to get a cup of tea, and suddenly I'm across the street in a different building. And I don't know how I got there, but I have a social media plan in my head. You know, so that's the state of my attention. I'm very attracted to shiny objects, and I get very cranky when people put crap in my attention. All right. So, content shock. This pretty much speaks for itself, doesn't it? So, back about 100 years ago, you, if you were alive, would be consuming 10 hours or less of printed content per week. And now we are consuming over 70 hours a week of content of all types. And this has a huge impact on people. Have you heard the acronym FOMO about like Facebook and social networking? Is fear of missing out. Yeah, so this is popular. That's like you're going to see your friends doing something on Facebook and you're going to be bummed because you didn't get to do it. We're now in this like plus 70 hour a week world entering a state that I call FOBI, F-O-B-I, fear of being included. Right? The fear that you're going to have so many Facebook invites to events that you can't possibly manage them all, or that you're going to get subscribed to so many lists you don't know how to deal with it. Even a year or two ago, when I would get junk mail, I would kind of ignore it. Like, how many of us are in that state where like you're like, delete, 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 right? Okay, now how many of you are going to join me in celebrating a new weekly observance that I like to call Unsubscribe Sunday, right? Where you sit on the couch watching, binge watching a good Netflix show, right? Because we're all doing that. And unsubscribing. So I've gotten pretty aggressive about it. And I think, like, who else here is aggressive now? Like, do you actually get mad? Oh, look at that. Look around. Like, that's like half the room. You're not like, madly unsubscribing. So this is the world that we're now coming to live inside of. And in the world of accounting, you're kind of in that dangerous place, much like the Delta in-flight video, where people think accounting, they think about their finances, you know, if they're a business owner or in their family. And most people, when they think about it, are kind of like, eh, like I don't really want to think about that. So you're in danger of becoming one of the unsubscribes. This is actually just to persuade your managing partners in the firm why you need to get serious about your content, because I love stats, so you'll get a lot of stats today. There are over 200 million people in the U.S. do not call list. That's over half the people in the U.S. 86% of TV viewers admit to skipping commercials. And actually nowadays, I've looked at the stats for like Generation Z, the generation that's coming up right now. Their streaming TV is one of their favorite devices, so they're not even skipping commercials, they're avoiding them altogether. You've got 99.9% of online banners never clicked. But interestingly, this last stat here, that buyers wait until they've completed 60 to 80% of their research before they reach out to vendors, that is actually the antidote to the content shock. Is that people are doing so much of their research now online that if you have the right content and if you get found by them, you can do really, really well.